Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply go to the ant. Go to the ant. One of the most researched insects on the planet is the ant. Discovery Channel, the History Channel, you name it. There are documentaries and studies that have been conducted on the ants for years and years and years. In fact, even in the Bible, you can see that the writers were moved to document their admiration of the ant. Ants are one of the most unique species on the planet. Think about these few statistics. The lifespan of a housefly is 28 days. The lifespan of a cricket is 3 months. The average lifespan of an ant is 15 years. There are queen ants that have been known to live for more than 30 years. The ants have a system in place that is admired by many and only implemented by a few. If we could channel some of those characteristics of the ant that we'll talk about in today's lesson, we can grow business in a way like you would never imagine. Imagine if we could work together in that same capacity, in that same format. Let's discuss a few things that we can take from the ant and apply to our everyday businesses. First, the ants operate in a system called eusociality. Eusociality. It is a system by which they care for the offspring of someone else. It's the highest form of development because it takes a lot for, and even in the animal kingdom, a female lion, once she has cubs, has to take care of and tend for those cubs on her own. She's away from the pride and her cubs are in danger. Even the other animals, the other lions in the pride could be a danger to her cubs. Well, in this particular case, the ants live on a higher plane. Their mindset, or their instinct rather, gives them the ability to care for the offspring of somebody else. In other words, even if you did not birth the idea, you have the ability and capacity to take care of it. Can you embrace an idea that you didn't birth? Can you help someone on a team even though you may not get anything in return? Can you help everybody move forward even when you're not getting the direct recognition or benefit? If your answer is yes, then you have the ability to practice the eusocial concept of saying that I'm going to work with someone and help the team grow. There's another component of an ant that's intriguing. The ants operate a system called tandem running. It's when an experienced ant takes a younger ant on the foraging trail. They walk side by side until the younger ant learns the way. If the younger ant is moving too slow, then the larger ant slows down. If the younger ant starts picking it up, then the older ant can do the same. In other words, he waits until the younger ant has learned, and that's where we get the term bringing someone up to speed, from the tandem running system of the ant. They don't go so far ahead of you that you can't keep up. No, on the contrary, when they see that you've slowed down and when you're getting tired, that experienced ant slows down as well because the goal is to help you get from point A to point B. My friends and neighbors, imagine if we had that same type of level of cooperation in business where it's not the sink or swim mentality. On the contrary, it's if you don't understand, I slow down and reteach you. If it's going too fast for you, then I slow down so that you can catch up. But we're not going to forsake you. We're going to walk the trail together. My friends and neighbors, the components of the ant are so intriguing that an ant uses her mouth to lift. An ant lifts everything with its mandibles or its jaws. And an ant, unlike most species on the planet, can lift 20 times their weight. Ants lift 20 times more than their weight, and they lift it with their mouth. So think about this, my friends and neighbors. We have the ability, just like the ant, to lift way more than we can imagine, and we lift the same way. We uplift people with the words that we speak. We uplift people with our inspiration, with our motivation, with our encouragement. When was the last time you lifted someone up with your mouth? When you picked up the phone and called them, not with a complaint, complaint nor a criticism, but with an encouragement and a piece of inspiration. I always challenge you, my friends on the call, to forward this podcast to those that you know, because even if you don't always have the words to say, if something said today will help someone else, then the goal is to send it off as much as you can. Yes, ants can lift, but they only lift with their mouths. And my friends, that's one of the goals of success in business, is to uplift someone with the conversation more so than anything else we do. Well, the ants also have a division of labor. The most productive ants do one thing, and those that are not as productive do another, but they all work together. That means you may have someone on your team that's not strong in sales, but they're good at getting referrals. Then we should have that person focus on sending as many referrals as they can. Some may not be great at sales, but they're good at getting all the people together in one place. Some may be great on organizing social media. Others may be great at creating digital campaigns. Whatever the strengths are on your team, the ants say we should play to the strength rather than trying to have someone fit our mold. We should take them as they are and find a place for them to work and be effective. Everyone's not trying to make $1 million a month. For some people, this is a part-time opportunity. And as opposed to hammering them every single day to try to turn them into who we want them to be, we should assess their strengths and say, you know what? Let's see if you can do this, because this will help the team. And if it helps the team, it helps everybody. My friends, I love to go deeper into this series on the ant, and we'll talk about it more in coming days. And if you enjoyed this training segment, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by the Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills trainings and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.